that Ian Powell's going to get signed on, and Leah Murphy's just got out here the same day that she passed to get signed. And then, I don't know if it was you, but seeing this, the problem was caused at the hospital because they were being signed in front of the hospital people.
With Leah Murphy's, I think I had Gloria take out. Gloria's going to visit him, so I had to take the checks to him. And what happened?
Okay, well, why did I? I'd have left you alone because you work good as a supervisor. And I'm a fair, loving person. You've been away from your child. My God, you didn't pay an ounce of attention tonight. You didn't pay one fucking bit of ounce of attention. I snapped my finger and you kept on. You kept on ignoring me. Now, didn't you?
That's right, Dad. That's right.
Distract everybody. Had Ruth Atkins. She tried to listen. You had her jumping around. She said, you can take care of baby and still listen. It's possible.
I can tell you some of the things you said.
The only thing is, you just show respect. Right. You just show respect. Right.
Tom, what currencies were added to the IMF fund today?
All I remember about that is that the United States is still held the highest, because if it wasn't, the whole market would go wacky.
Other currencies bolster, yes, that's right, that's right. That's right. What's the IMF?
International Monetary Fund.
What's the OECD?
I don't know.
160 or 110, well, that's down where it was anyway. Still too high, but then it goes back and forth like that. So that's what it does. The blood pressure goes back and forth. It's higher in one arm and up. That's what it does all the time. All of them take it the same way. Switching back and forth. That's the dangerous aspect of it. I shouldn't be excited. I know that. I shouldn't be putting pressure. But you still, you weren't paying enough attention. How much, what is the percentage rate on the U.S. dollar? What percentage is it?
12%.
No. 33%. What currency was dropped from the International Monetary Fund today? Because you're a bright woman. I'd expect you to know more. If you'd concentrate, you'd know all of this. You're a bright woman. What currencies were taken out of the International Monetary Fund? Because they lost value and economic respect. Which is encouraging the liberation forces of America. That's the way they stabilize the world from going into depression. But Nigeria, what happened in Nigeria today?
They were, all right, it backed something. What happened was they were winning. They are winning.
Nigeria's winning?
Well, I guess not. I'm wrong.
You don't know what you're talking about?
No.
Nigeria is one of the richest nations in Africa. It's already won. Nigeria. What happened in Nigeria today?
I don't.
Anybody in that line know what happened in Nigeria today? No. I'm not. People, all the people up there. Nobody knows. All you not here and listening didn't know. I said it's one of the most important events in the world news today. What was another important event in the world news today, Jocelyn?
In Italy.
That's not the, I mean, so the three basic important aspects of news in the world today. Anybody in the line know? See, this is disgraceful. This is utterly and completely, totally disgraceful. You'd think that I was, you'd think you were doing me a service to listen to this shit. I'm only trying to equip you for the day that I finally fell over with a stroke and the movement has to continue without me. And you do that to me. Because without knowledge, you cannot maintain a movement. Without knowledge. We got people here that will see it's maintained in a transition. They'll see that nobody caused you any shit. But you've got to have people with knowledge to maintain the movement. I don't have to go, but I will go at this rate. These small strokes, normal people don't get warning. I have strokes and... That's going down. That's better. Really, just something to ease the pain so I can think. That's the enormous pain. I don't take hardly anything for pain. But, and you, Carol, you're the bright mind, sitting there laughing, pussyfooting, assing around. What, you tell me something is the most important event in the world news.
In South Africa today, it's bordered all around the plains. A certain part of the land, it's called Tikanagra. I think it's Tikanagra. It's separated from South Africa. I believe the part of the land that's separated in South Africa, it has the enemies all around it. It's Tikanagra.
Transkei.
And they don't care anymore. They're just going to fight anyway, even though the planes can...
Didn't know they was going to get any assistance at all. Didn't know. And how'd they get some assistance to know what they're going to eat for the next few days?
I believe that Russia was going to help them.
Not the doctor. Can somebody else hold this motherfucker? Where's it's not Johnny's place either. You people who ought to help them. Everything here. I like structure. I like organization. The movement stays alive by organization. You don't have to have an organization that functions without me demanding it to function. God has got to function. You say, what the hell am I going to care about when I'm dead? I'm trying to think of you. When I'm dead, I won't know anything. It's over with. I can get it. And then I just have a little weakness when I have this pressure. Oh, shit. Anyway, I got it. I want to keep functioning as long as I can. That's why I want things to work for me. I'll do better that way, psychologically. Okay, now what were three of them? Transkei, that's one of the major world events, yes. That's a major world event. But who was it? Who was anybody in the line? What nation made it singularly possible today with stepped up aid? Because for two countries, they stepped up aid, an unsuspected source of stepped up aid. And that's why they're able to, and then how did they get that aid into Transkei, right in the middle of the Union of South Africa?
Wasn't it Angola?
No, you guys aren't listening. You're guessing. One of the words said about Angola today. And you're bright too. You very bright people. No excuses. You're way above the average of intelligence. All of you. They run that goddamn line. I don't know shit. Let's try again. Finland. Did you hear me say anything about Finland? Finland's foreign prime minister went to Zambia and giving direct food aid, direct economic assistance, and Zambia and Tanzania. Finland Prime Minister meeting with the Prime Minister of Tanzania, and well, this caused my blood pressure to rise just talking on this shit, keeping all this in my mind. Whew. Tanzania and Zambia meeting, their Prime Ministers meeting with the Prime Minister of Finland, and Finland give them enough funding that they were able to take a great portion of their own food supplies and drop it by parachute in with Russian planes. That's the part of Russia. Zambia is equipped with Russian planes. They dropped it into Transkei. Now, what was another significant event? Did anybody tell me what happened in Nigeria? Anybody in the line? Yeah, how many out there know what happened in Nigeria? Ain't this a shits? This is a miserable shits. This is a miserable shits. Some of them, the couple of coordinators, perhaps doing something that they should have been doing. We're late. They couldn't hear it, but that's the mistake. That's what they all do. So they take advantage of it. They look around. They see who's here. No, nobody out there knows. This is miserable. 16, 17 people out of this entire audience that knows what happened in Nigeria. What do you want to tell me?
I just want to tell you.
Don't tell me nothing about the PA system. These people were under here. I tested it. I tested it this time. They could hear it. I don't care what went off out there. This was a captive audience that heard this. It was on here. I don't give a shit where it was not on. In here it was on. And all that great body of ignoramuses who want to stay ignorant because it's convenient didn't hear a word. Went up there and looked at the map. I mentioned it 5, 6, 7, 8 times. The people, the sisters pointed out, brothers put their stick on it and pointed out where it was? Nigeria. Anybody know what went on in Nigeria? Okay. That's about 21 hands, if I'm lucky. Let's say again, Nigeria. Some of them lying. I can tell the way you're holding your hand. You're lying. What happened in Nigeria, Ronnie?
President Carter came over to Nigeria to meet with some of the big businessmen there, and as a disguise.
That's what he did. That's what he did.
No,
you're telling the disguise. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. I hear it.
And as a disguise. You know, he came over there as, you know, as in peace, as for a peace thing.
Black majority rule.
Black majority rule.
And met in Lagos, the capital, with the president of Nigeria, right. Saying he was over there on behalf of black majority rule.
Right. And the president of Nigeria found out, and he said...
That he met what?
Excuse me, I didn't...
You just told him that his true purpose was what you said. He met with the bankers and industrialists in a secret meeting in the Nigerian Hilton Hotel. I had to get all the details of the shit in. I didn't give you that, though.
Right. And he said he rejected
janitors. By the way, janitors of the hotel were members of the intelligence division, and the waiters and waitresses were members of the intelligence division of Nigeria. So they caught Carter's ass. Smack drag out, caught him. Confabbing with the power elite. You don't like security? If they hadn't had security, Nigeria would have been undermined.
That's right.
Everybody was spying on everybody, and they caught their ass right in the hotel suite.
And by finding out this information, he rejected...
What was Carter trying to really get done?
He was trying to get the minerals because... the raw materials and resources of Nigeria.
But there's something specific he was trying to get done this time.
The oil, he was trying to get all right. of... Nigeria is a very, very rich country in oil.
And trying to get them to do what? About their oil price?
He wanted him to keep the prices. He wanted to lower the prices.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Because Nigeria's in OPEC. What is OPEC? Anybody know what OPEC is? Okay, Reb. What's it mean, OPEC? What did it say? Say what? Jackson? Well, what is it? Who are members of OPEC?
Venezuela.
That's right next to us, 10 miles over here, right through the woods here, 10 miles. Nigeria, yeah?
Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Iran.
Yes, you may. They're trying to buffalo the third world to lower the price of oil. Trying to use a black man to be the patsy again, right? Keep the prices low on oil. And Nigeria didn't fall for it. Okay, that's Nigeria taking care of in essence. And sure, Carter was trying to make other deals, but didn't come to light in the press. Didn't come to light in the press. I don't know what other deals he's trying to do. But what did the president of Nigeria do?
He said that he doesn't trust Carter's regime.
That's exact words. He doesn't trust Carter's regime. And that all accords reached last week, and we don't know what they are, have all been canceled. All agreements between Nigeria and USA that were achieved last week have been canceled. It's always high, so what the hell. Anyway, now what were the other significant world events? There's two more. There's another one, a highly significant event. Okay, Ronnie, it shows you're listening. Anybody in this line here know what this is? The other significant event.
Who else knows out there what was the other significant event? Tom Kice. How do we know it? Yeah, how are we told? Well, you did a pretty good job. You showed it in your writing, Tom. I'm impressed with you and your plan to, some of your plans of how to deal with enemies. I see growth, and your comprehension of political knowledge was one of my encouraging things today. In the transition, as you said, if it was, I believe you said, no matter who's in charge, whoever I left in charge, some bitch better not interfere with them. And I kind of like that kind of thought, and there were several of you to come up with that type of thinking, that nobody better try to disrupt whoever, woman or man, I think you put, it made no difference who was in charge, better not be no shit. And that's the kind of thing that gives me some ease, because you see, a lot of you people think I'm trying to build something. I know I'm a dying man. I'm not trying to build anything except something for you. I don't mean today or tomorrow, but I'm over the hill. And if you let follow the doctor's advice and quit bothering me with a bunch of shit and quit lying to me, nothing gets me as you lie to me. Take me for a fool. You write up and say, I'm worried about my child. When it's you, you're the ones confusing your child. True. You use your child as a weapon. Your own uncertainties and your own instability and your own disillusionment. I'm disillusioned. I understand your disillusionment, but don't get your child whipped into it. I had 4 or 5 examples of that today through counseling. My child's having this problem. My child's having that problem. What basically is Jews having the problem? Because when you are stabilized, your child will be stabilized. I guarantee you, if you get happy, you can make your child happy. I know that for absolute fact, and don't lie to me. So you use your child to manipulate whatever the hell you want. And I don't like that. It upsets me when people take me for a fool and lie to themselves and to the organization. Because I represent you, the will of the people. No, I don't know if I represent the will of the people. I represent the best interest of the people. The will of the people would probably be to destroy their fool selves. You still don't realize that you've got nothing at all unless you have solidarity. Unless the people are united to protect each other, you've got nothing. You're doomed. Yes, Lou, what was you going to say?
Yesterday night that you said that U.S. Air Force was getting ready for a nuclear war, but the rest of it I didn't get.
That's right. I said they might be. Because they put their SAC forces in, where did they put their SAC forces? The Strategic Air Command forces, their first strike nuclear forces, where they land them? Yes, Joe?
Somalia,
yes. You had aching and pain, body racked, and you remember. You have a question, you've had your hand up, you know what's going on. Somalia, what happened in Somalia? Damn near happened, would have been a success. Ronnie, I like that. You got your hand up all the time. Some of you got your hand up all the time. But look at this. This is pitiful. 15 hands in the goddamn place. It's pitiful. Sharon Jones?
We almost became socialists today.
Almost became socialists and how? Casanova? How? I don't know all your new names. Don't expect me to remember them. I just have to call you whatever I remember you last.
I don't remember how it was taken over, but it was stopped by the U.S. military forces.
CIA infiltration and money stopped it, but how did it almost happen, Mike?
Yeah, a military coup and 17 officers are now under...
That's right, 17 officers, 17 generals and colonels have been arrested by the Somalian officials who were socialists who were trying to overthrow the government and unite Somalia and Ethiopia in one United Socialist Republic. That was their aim. And they lost. That's kind of a good communist. They lost, but then they'll die. The gallows, that'll be their fate. But what's the difference? They did what was right. Tomorrow somebody will succeed. Some tomorrow, down the road. Somebody won't last. Principle's what's right. You win some, you lose some. But you always know that what's right is the important thing. Yes, Mark?
You also said that the Japanese and the West Germans took their
took their thing, their trade and stuff away from the USA.
No, that's yesterday. I said today, though, the Japanese, that's good that you even notice those things. There's a trade war going on between Japan, Germany, and USA, particularly the Japanese, because they're the most successful. Why are the Japanese more successful? Somebody in the line, Carter, what is it?
They produce their items more cheaply and can sell them more cheaply on the market.
They sell more than they buy. In spite of being a small nation, they sell more than they buy. A little bunch of islands, they sell more than they buy. And even so, capitalism's faltering there. Unrest, what happened in Japan to show how much unrest there is and how much brutality by the oppressive rich classes. What happened in Japan just in the last few days? Yes, Carol, what happened?
The one thing I remember of Japan is by the airport.
That's right. What happened?
The people protested because Japan, they took farmlands and made an international airport, and the people destroyed the tower, so they put it out of, they couldn't use the airport because
the
they
sound endangered the lives and hearing of people in the surrounding areas. And what happened?
The people, they went and they tore down the
what people? They were led by 6,000 farmers, led by what?
Led by the
Red Brigades in Italy.
The Socialists.
Japan calls themselves something else. Red something. Red Army. They're the ones that have successfully hijacked every plane they ever taken. The Japanese Red Army is highly keen. They take a fucking plane, they get their demands. Every demand they've made, they take a goddamn plane, hostages. They ask, and the Japanese got more sense. Maybe a little more humanitarianism, I don't know. But everything they demand, they asked the last time $16 million and 21 people released from prison. They got it. The Red Army knows what they're doing when they take over a plane. Who are these two fools today that I told you about being afraid of sharks the other day? What happened to two fools afraid of sharks the other day? Made us an important analogy. Yes. Ron, what is it? What is it? Yeah, going to die on June 1st. And what they had that plane running all around through the Mediterranean, and they were offered sanctuary someplace. Where was it? To Cypriot, two Palestinian Liberation Front members, Arab members, and they took over an Egyptian plane and killed an Egyptian publisher in Nicosia, Cyprus. You better find it out there right in the Mediterranean, just above Africa, an island. And they took over the plane, and they run it all through the Mediterranean. Where did they try to go? March, where did they try to go? I can't hear you, whatever you said, but okay. We'll move on rapidly. What happened? They tried to land in Libya, tried to land in all kinds of places. They couldn't make it Yemen, which is a socialist oil-rich nation. They couldn't get down there. Didn't have enough gas, so they were offered some one place they wouldn't go. King, Theresa King. Syria. Why wouldn't they go? Because it was backed by the atheistic Soviets, and they were Muslim socialists, right? Dumbass Mohammedans that believed in God, and their belief in God got them killed. Then the captain threatened to land the son of a bitch in the sea. And they'd been better off because they could have taken off on some rafts and gotten out of it. Or at least they could have died in some dignity. Killed all the son of a bitches with them. They gave the opportunity for a big white knight to make a hero of himself. Who was he? Ought to kill that prick. I like the adventurers. I like to see them all shot. Who was the big white knight? The captain of the airline, he volunteered. He said he'd be able to outwit them, and he did, with their fears. Took a buddy with him, too. Yeah, took a buddy and said he left his wife home. And great big adventure, Wild West story. He gets to win because he's... How did he scare him? How did he scare him?
Said he landed in the water.
What did he scare him about the water?
Sharks.
Any fucking socialist afraid of sharks.
So they agreed to go back to where they started from.
They went right back to the airlines, and the international pressure was put on Cyprus, and now they're gonna die by hanging on June 1st. And if they hadn't been religious, hadn't believed in God, in Islam, and all that Mohammedan shit, like we knew the black Muslims up next to us that are now in the International Muslim League, Iman Wallace D. Muhammad. If they had not listened to that bullshit, they would have been in Syria safe because the Prime Minister of Syria, that's pro-Soviet, offered them sanctuary. But they don't like the Soviet Union because Soviet Union is communist and atheist. So let them die. Let the fuckers hang. I hope they die. I hope they die slow. Any pricks that haven't got no more backbone, that ought to die. Afraid of sharks. Take over an airplane and be afraid of sharks. But the Red Army is afraid of nothing in Japan. The Red Army, when it takes over a goddamn plane, it means business. Everybody in the world knows it means business. And when they say, by God, we want $16 million or $26 million, or we want 55 people released from prison, that's what they get. Maybe they threaten to burn the whole goddamn airplane up. They landed in Bangkok. Where'd they land? I gave you some news not long ago. They landed someplace, and at the same time, there was a revolution taking place. And they didn't lose their cool. Pakistan. They landed a goddamn airplane in Pakistan. Japanese did under hostage, and a sumbitch revolution was taking place in Pakistan. Guns shooting and fire raging and planes burning, and the Red Brigade just kept it cool. Anybody else would have thought they were coming after them. They fired on their plane, but they kept their cool. They never got nervous about it, and made their demands, and got what they wanted. I'd like to know more about the Red Army. They pulled off 5 successful hijackings that I know, and released 160 or 180 some political prisoners, and have put in the coffers of, and the Red Army, the way I love the way they work in Japan, out of their, whatever they do, they funnel it through all other revolutionary groups. Palestinian Liberation Front gets so much, this and that and the other. They work for anyone. The group. I'd like to know more about those Japanese boys. They sure got $1 billion. This is the group's interest in just demanding. Don't you? They don't let no civilians off the plane. They don't let nobody. Say babies die, old people die. Give us the money. You don't give a shit about the old people that are socialists. You don't give a shit about communist children. So they all die. Don't move. Don't come near the plane. We'll blow us all up. And that's the difference. Everybody knows when a person's an atheist and a real true red, a true communist, he means business. Don't move against this plane. But you got all this idealistic morality and all this bullshit fear. You can't pull off nothing. A lot of you won't be able to stand because you're afraid. What the hell you got worse than living? Life is a disease, and the only fucking cure for it's death. And any form that it takes, the cure or death, any form it takes will be better than the disease. And you don't understand it because you say, that's right. About 8, 9 people said, that's right. I said, life is a fucking disease. It's worse than cancer. It's a disease. And there's only one cure for the son of a bitch in disease. That's death.
That's right.
And socialists can only take one form of death. What is it? Fight a goddamn war or revolutionary suicide. Right, if you don't believe life's a disease, then you're dumb. Right. Very dumb. You look at life and see how many times you've lost your mama. How many mamas have you lost? How many daddies have you lost? How many lost your mama and your daddy already? How many lost your brothers and sisters? How many lost husband or wife? Everybody here has lost somebody. How many have been near death? Look around and see those have been blinded amongst us by capitalists. Look at those that are crippled amongst us. And look at them, some of them that can't hardly walk, that will get every bit of the news like Joe. You think that's a fair universe? I didn't make it, honey. I just tried to keep it. I'd known him when he was a baby. I probably could have done a lot of things for him when the disease began. But he didn't ask for no favors. He's holding on, never once asked me for anything. That's right. Working, typing. Was the guard, the best guard we had. Couldn't get around. Best guard. That's true. Did his job. But I hate a universe like that, so I consider it disease. I think it's an accident. Universe is an accident. I don't believe in any kind of grand design. There may be some mental insanity about threes, but I don't believe in any grand good design.
too much disorder, too much pain, too much suffering. But there's still too much religiosity and idealism in you people, because every time I talk on death, you think I was squeezing your titty or your dick. Every time I do it.
That's right. That's right.
Wish to hell you could get over that. Shift, please. No way death came. No way that death came that wouldn't be better than the disease. That's right. I got eight. I got five, six. That's right. Thank you. So I want to fuck some more. Well, better fuck good tonight, because tomorrow she may be fucking somebody else.
Yes. That's a damn truth, Dad.
Better fuck him well, because if you go to Georgetown, he'll be with somebody else. Oh, yes.
That's right, Dad.
So you better enjoy. You say, I want to stay alive for a fuck. Would you like to fuck if you knew she was fucking somebody else?